Catching up now with Dolphins punter Brandon Fields. He joins us in studio as this offseason progresses, Brandon, and we get closer and closer to training camp. You try and take a little bit of time and get away from football, or is it pretty much a straight-through kind of thing for you?
I try to take a little time, get away. I'll go back to Ohio for a little bit, see some family. Not necessarily forget about football, but I guess see the other side. You know, knowing that in a couple weeks the season or the camp's going to start, season's going to start, and I'm going to be busy until the new year. So just kind of get away a little bit, spend time with some family I normally don't see a lot, and then, you know, get my mind right and back to football.
Speaking of camp, you have to be excited with the Miami Dolphins and free agency and the draft and all the excitement around town. For a veteran guy like yourself, do you feel that excitement from the fans and the people you see, you interact with daily?
Oh, absolutely. Knowing that the hype that we've had in this offseason with a lot of the guys that we acquired, and I guess the hope or the excitement of how we're going to do next year, especially on offense. I mean, hopefully I only got to go out and hold a few extra points and field goals and call it a day.
I like it. A punter that doesn't want to punt. I guess that's always a good indication of how the offense is going. You've been here for a while now, 2007. I think you're the second longest tenured guy on this team. Does it feel different this offseason than it has in a lot of the other years, that excitement that John was mentioning?
Oh, absolutely. I guess I don't want to say anything bad about the previous years, but this year it seems like a lot of hope, I guess, of how much better we're going to be this upcoming season. I mean, some of the years we didn't have that. I mean, we brought in some guys, but there was still kind of, it wasn't that excitement, wasn't that energy, wasn't that drive that a lot of guys had that you can definitely see and feel right now.
Brandon, give us a little insight. We know about offensive coordinator Mike Sherman. We see him all the time. We know about Kevin Coyle, the defensive coordinator. He's always running around the defensive backfield coaching up those DBs. But we don't get to talk and hear a lot about the fast-walking, always-yelling special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi. Give us your insight on what type of coach he is, because just watching him makes you want to play for him.
Oh, he's an animal. I mean, especially on game days. I mean, he's full of excitement, full of energy. He's a great teacher, absolutely fantastic motivator. I mean, getting guys who normally don't play special teams to give it their all, to buy into the system and try to help the team out to win on special teams. The fact that he can get guys, whether they're playing good, to play even better, or maybe they're having a bad day, to improve. I mean, you always see him on the sideline. He's usually that maniac who's running up and down yelling at people. So
I've seen him get after an official or two also over the course of the last
couple
of
years. He's usually right, too, Jesse.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because the officials rarely are, it seems. But, you know, it's funny. We talk about Darren Rizzi. We talk about special teams. I mean, for so many of these young guys that are going to be here when training camp gets going, that's going to be their shot. You know, I mean, the roster in 90, 40% of those guys gone by week one. And for a lot of the bubble, you know, sort of intermediate, whatever you want to say, young guys, special teams going to be their opportunity.
A lot of times that's what it comes down to. I mean, you may have two equal guys who are going to be backups. Well, who can play special teams, who can't? I mean, it's one of the things that you're not. It's hard to be on the team and be a backup and not contribute on special teams. So, I mean, they have to. That's one area that a lot of young guys need to learn real quick, is that maybe they need some more time to learn the offense or learn the defense, or just kind of find their own. But on special teams, you can make a contribution right away.
Punter Brandon Fields is here. Before we let you go, team drafted a Michigan State guy back in April.
Oh, yeah.
Get excited about that, little Deion?
Oh, absolutely.
Sims?
I mean, I've been watching the last few years. He's been a great tight end at Michigan State, and hopefully he'll be a great tight end here.
Always a lot of fun. Brandon, appreciate it so much. Thanks, man.
Thank you.